If you go to human wisdom to guide how you live your life and make your decisions, no wonder you're confused.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about how to filter out the world's interference and tune in on the Holy Spirit.
If you're operating on his frequency, he lets you adopt his thoughts.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Not everyone who says they hear from God really does. But today, Dr. Evans explains how the Lord communicates with his people and how we can be tuned in when he does. Let's join him.
There is a satellite 22,000 miles plus above the earth that sends a signal downlink to us so that we can see clearly a picture in color, often in HD, of the programming we choose to see. That link, that uplink, that produces that signal, that produces that picture, allows us to tune in and get a clear vision of what's being programmed to us. I want to introduce you to the Heavenly Network, a network uniquely designed to allow you, if you will operate with a heavenly perspective, to tune in to glory for a better life in history, to tune in to heaven, to learn how to negotiate hell, to tune in to eternity so that we can steer better in time. A heavenly broadcast signal, uniquely designed to steer your life and mine according to the will of God to accomplish his purposes in your life and for your life. Paul, in writing 1 Corinthians chapter 2, tells us about this network I'm calling, or this satellite feed that is available to you and me today. The first thing he wants you to know is that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have been granted the capacity to receive the signal. If you are a Christian, you own the receiver. See, if you have DirecTV, that means you have a disc on the house and a receiver in the house. And they combine to pull down the signal from the satellite so you can get the picture. The satellite exists whether or not you have a receiver. It's just up there because it's up there. But your capacity to tune in has to do with whether you possess a receiver. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, God installs a receiver in their soul. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 27 calls this receiver the anointing. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit deposited in the soul of the believer, quickening their human spirit in order to pick up heaven's tuning. It is designed for you to be able to draw down from the satellite up there, from God, into the life down here, so that the screen of your life can come up in color. What does this receiver show you? When you're tuned in, if it's on, what will it show you? Verse 9 says, it'll show you things which the eye have not seen. It'll show you things which the ear has not heard. It will show you things that have not already entered into your consciousness. And it is prepared, the receiver has already been prepared for those who love him. Now, often this verse is quoted as a reference to heaven, but it's not. It's a reference to earth from heaven, because he says, for God has revealed them to us. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you have the receiver. Now, if you have DirecTV, you have hundreds of channels. You've got channels about a whole bunch of stuff because different programming. Let's see what your heavenly receiver will show you on the channels it has available to you. He says, for to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. This is a Google search. This search engine, this Google, allows you to pull up any subject on anything and get information about it quick. Because it has accumulated the world's knowledge on all the subjects to which it is aware in order for you to pick up the data needed for the information you desire for the subject matter you're pursuing. He says the Spirit of God, the anointing, the receiver, knows the deep things of God. So you have a search engine tied to a satellite that's a receiver that can pick up data from heaven and deliver it to you on earth. And the interesting thing about this Google search is that it is from God, who knows everything about everything. He knows everything about anything, and only the Spirit can pick up that data, because only the Spirit knows the deep things of God. He's like a deep sea diver who can go to the bottom of the ocean and pick up things off the ocean floor, because only he knows all the data about everything. Even when you go on Google, Google has to be updated. So when new information comes, it gives you new data. God never has to be updated, because all data has already been pre-known by God, who is the author of all information. So this is better than Google. It's also better than Google because of its purpose, because its purpose is about your life, how we are to live. And with a Google search, the Holy Spirit's job is to give to you the data for life. He says, we have not, verse 11, received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. In the global positioning system, there are two things that happen. They will show you a map showing you how to get to where you want to go. And then this lady will come on and talk to you. In 500 feet, turn right. In 500 feet, enter onto the expressway. So you got something to see and something to hear that, when they are combined, give you clarity of how to get there. Unfortunately, I don't use GPS yet. It's in my car, it's on the phone, but I often lean to my own understanding. The only reason why some of us are in the place we are right now is because we've refused the heavenly broadcast network and been living by earth's direction, and we wonder why we are as lost as we are. God has made it clear that when you combine what he communicates in his word with what the Spirit gives to the mind, it will lead you in the life so that you are proceeding in the will of God. So, first of all, you have the system if you are a believer. The system has been embedded in you because you have the anointing. The Spirit of God resides in every believer. He is the receiver. He picks up from heaven, brings it to earth, and delivers it to you. That's his job. Verse 14, but a natural man. Now everybody want to be a natural man and a natural woman. All right, well, right now this is not a compliment. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. The natural man is the non-Christian. This is the person who doesn't have a receiver. And because they do not possess a receiver, because they've not yet accepted Christ, and so the Spirit of God does not dwell in them, they cannot pick up the heavenly frequency because they don't possess a receiver. And not only do they not pick it up, he says in verse 14, they cannot pick it up. They have to live their lives based on their human knowledge, based on their human contacts. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but they have to live their lives without divine contact.
Dr. Evans will tell us about another category of people with reception problems when he returns in a moment to continue this message from his series, The Eternal Perspective. This collection will help you see how your eternal future can change your present life, giving you deeper assurance than you ever imagined and the kind of riches money can't buy. These 10 lessons can change your life, so we're offering them to you on CD as our gift. All we ask in return is that you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Call us at 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org today to get your copy of The Eternal Perspective before time runs out on Friday. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. I'll have our contact information for you again after Dr. Evans brings us part two of today's lesson right after this.
Whether you're facing a decision or a dilemma, it's smart to ask, what would Jesus do? But first you have to know what Jesus did and what God has to say about the situations you face. Well, if building your biblical foundation is your goal, the help you need is as close as your computer or mobile device, thanks to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's packed with online courses covering core concepts of the faith and in-depth scripture studies you can work through any time you want, at any pace you want. Along the way, you'll explore key teachings and learn how to apply them in real-world situations. There's lots of exclusive content from Tony to keep you interested and motivated, and an online forum where you can ask questions, get answers, and collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Ah, but there's also the carnal Christian. Look at chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men? Oh, now he introduces us to Christians who don't get the signal. The natural man is a non-Christian that doesn't possess a receiver. But the carnal person is the Christian who has a receiver that's not on. See, just because you have a receiver doesn't mean you get in the picture. Unless the receiver is turned on, you might as well be the natural person. If you go to human wisdom, man's point of view, to guide how you live your life and make your decisions, no wonder you're confused. No wonder we make so many bad decisions. Why? Because human wisdom is limited. When you have a headache, that's real. It's real because it's how you feel. You feel it, and because you feel it, it's very, very real. So you go to Walgreens, you go to CVS, and you get Excedrin PM to solve what's real and what you feel, which causes what you think to go where you went, CVS, Walgreens, and to buy what you bought. Because you want to fix this problem. This is a real problem and it hurts. Or a stomach ache, you do the same thing. Whatever it is, you feel it, you think it, you act on it, and you resolve it. But because it doesn't go away, you go to the doctor to find out more about how you felt, what you thought, and what you did. Guess what the doctor's going to do? He's going to deal with stuff you do not see. He's going to x-ray. He's going to CAT scan. Maybe he's going to draw some, or she's going to draw some blood. They're going to deal with stuff you don't see in order to get at what you don't know. That's because the doctor has a body of data that you don't understand. A lot of us live our lives on human understanding. We go to people who only know about Walgreens and CVS, where God says, if you let me and my system draw down, I'm going to take you deeper, further, because I want to get at the fruit and not just discuss the root. So the natural man is operating on no frequency. The carnal Christian is a Christian living by flesh, often with static on the line called sin. You can have DirecTV and you can have a receiver, but if you got thunder and lightning, it'll say searching for signal. Because there's all kind of stuff that's gotten in the way of the signal up there from reaching the receiver down here so that you can get a clear picture. Sin will squiggle up the signal. And so it's searching for a signal. It's looking for one. But the lightning and the thunder keeps getting in the way of a clear picture being made manifest for the direction and the signal that we should take. Then he comes to verses 15 and 16. For he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The word appraise means to evaluate or make the proper judgment or decision. Life is full of decisions. But the spiritual man will be able to evaluate, judge, or appraise the legit from the illegit. God's got the satellite system up in heaven. You have now the Holy Spirit, which brings with him the mind of Christ. That receiver, the mind of Christ, is tuned in to the heavenly perspective or heaven's network. So Christ's mind, the anointing, pulls down from heaven God's thoughts. God's thoughts feeds through the receiver of Christ's mind that is now situated in your soul. Now, when Christ's mind, the anointing, pulls down the heavenly perspective based on the word, God now can translate that into your soul so you can see clearly what's going on. Not just what folk are saying. Not just how things look. I watch the national news, CNN, Fox, MSNBC. You watch. It gives you the big picture of what's going on in the world. That's the national news. But when you want to know what's going on in your own backyard, then that's the local news. The national news is not going to tell you about a traffic jam on LBJ Freeway or 35. You ain't going to get that on the national news. Oh, but that helicopter flying over the Metroplex will give that to you on the local news. The national news is not going to tell you about folks robbing folks' houses. National news may give you crime rates across the nation or maybe even in your state, but it's not going to get down to your neighborhood where you live and you need to watch out for what's happening in your community. You're not going to get that from the national news. You need something local to where you live, work, play, raise a family. You need the national because that's going to give you the big picture, but you need the local to touch where you are. What I just gave you in 1 Corinthians 2 is the national news. I'm giving you the big picture. But when you walk out of this church, you need some local information. You need to know how I'm going to handle this when I get home. How do I handle this with my kids? How do I deal with this situation on my job? How do I deal with this situation in my finances? You need some local information. See, I don't have the time and I don't know enough. My knowledge base is limited. I can't give you your local news Now, if we have a personal conversation and you give me some information, maybe I can localize the national news, but I can only do that so much, and we can only do that so much. So you come on Sunday, and I've just given you the national news about the satellite and the receiver and the mind of Christ. You got the national news, but now you need some local help. Guess what? You have the mind of Christ. That's local news. He has set himself up in your soul so that if you're operating on his frequency without a competing frequency of this world order or the flesh, he is free to speak his thoughts into your mind so that you begin to think what he's thinking, because he lets you adopt his thoughts. Because we have the mind of Christ, and that's where you'll get your data. You'll get your data from your mind, but he will shift your thinking so that it becomes your experience in day-to-day decision-making.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a word about the most important characteristic of a mature believer as he wraps up this lesson called The Heavenly Broadcast Network. In the meantime, the full-length version is available. Just check with us at TonyEvans.org for details. And don't forget, if you contact us right away, it'll come to you as our gift, along with all 10 messages in Tony's current series, The Eternal Perspective. All we ask is that you include a donation to help keep this program coming your way. You can make all the arrangements by calling our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are manning the phones day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Or just go online and visit TonyEvans.org. As we learn today, God is broadcasting his love, but maybe you feel you've wandered too far for the signal to get through. Well, here's what Dr. Evans had to say about that recently.
Do you feel like you're too sinful, too flawed, too rebellious, that you fail too much for God to ever forgive you? Guess what? You are a perfect candidate for salvation. Jesus said that he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance and salvation. So if you're a big sinner, you've got a bigger Savior. If you go to Jesus Christ now, carry the boatload of sins with you to the cross, acknowledge him to be your Savior, acknowledge your sins needing to be forgiven, and trust him to do the forgiving that you desperately desire. He promises he will forgive you, give you eternal life, and offer you the free gift of salvation. I don't care how big your basket of sins are, carry them to Jesus. He's ready to empty them for you.
Learn more about how that process works. Visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link that says Jesus. Tony has a short video message and some free resources for you. Dr. Evans says Christians, like soldiers, are citizens of heaven even though we're stationed on earth. Tomorrow, he'll talk about how to get the most out of our time on assignment by pressing forward in faith. I hope you'll join us. But right now, he's back with these final comments for today.
When it comes to your life, your decisions, only the mature get the wisdom of God. That's why Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says that spiritually mature Christian will be able to discern good from evil. Malachi chapter 3, verse 18 says, when you fear the Lord, you will discern good from evil. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, Solomon prayed, Lord, give me an understanding heart that I might be able to discern good from evil, so that I know what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's up, what's down, so that I will perceive things clearly and therefore make the best decision possible. So if you want a life for the rest of your life that's guided by heaven, get rid of the rabbit ears, so that the rest of your life is lived being able to judge and being able to appraise and being able to make the best possible decisions, because you've been tuned in to the Heavenly Broadcast Network.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.